Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Zach Wilson is a guy that's getting all sorts of love now, isn't he? Just all sorts of love.
Yeah, well, he's going to go to a New York football team.
And, all sorts of love.
He's going to be at the because everybody just assumes Trevor Lawrence is going to Jacksonville.
Well, assumes. Everybody knows. It's not an assumption. Yeah. We know now. The only thing we don't really know about the very top of the draft is if the 49ers are going to take Justin Fields or they're going to take Trey Lance.
Or Mac Jones.
They're not taking Mac Jones, are they?
I don't think so, but you never know.
I think.
It'd be really interesting to hear what Nick Saban has to say, honestly, to coaches who are asking him about his quarterback.
Yeah. Well, what does, I mean, he's going to kiss his ass. Isn't that generally what's going
to
happen?
I mean, they can be very respectful to them as to their performance that they gave him. But he may say, well, you know, he's a little off here, whatever. He could be honest to like a Bill Belichick. It's one of his best buddies.
Well, that's behind closed doors, but
that's what I'm saying. I'd like to know what they would, what they're saying to each other behind closed doors. That would be the interesting conversations.
All right, let's go to Artie in Brooklyn, who's going to be screaming at us this morning. What's going on, Artie?
Hey, guys. Happy TGIF.
Yeah, you too, Artie. What's happening, brother? Yeah.
So listen, so your buddy Chris Sims gets on here, right? I never saw a BYU game on. I'm not going to pretend I did. But this guy comes on, and he says he's Aaron Mahomes. So I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, we're going to get this freaking franchise quarterback. Just like I had 3 years ago, the same thing. When we got Darnold, I was going crazy. Now, here's the thing. I'm watching Ohio State. They're playing Clemson. This kid, Justin Fields, who is better physical player, quarterback 2 solid years without missing a game, led his team to a national championship, and they're telling me they'd rather take a kid who's like, I don't know, I would say like 200 pounds, looks like he's going to take a hit and go down real quick, and BYU, Boomer, I want your opinion, because when Mahomes was out, you called it, okay? When the kid Allen came out, you called it. I want to hear what the great Boomer Esiason says about these two quarterbacks. All right.
I appreciate it. You know, I just what I was really impressed by with Zach Wilson early on in this whole process was going back and watching his tape. You can watch it. Anybody can watch it. And what you'll see is you are going to see accurate throws. And the accuracy really jumped out at me. I mean, there wasn't a lot of guys having to reach for footballs. You know, that's and it's a small little thing. But in the NFL, they'll tell you that you have to throw into small windows. And if you take his accuracy off of his game-playing tape, no matter who he's playing against, the one consistent that you see each and every game is that he throws the ball where he wants to throw it, and he can throw it where he wants to throw it in a lot of different positions. So I didn't realize he was that accurate. I really
window
didn't.
Thrower. Window thrower.
Better than a window thrower. He's got the arm. He does. He's,
in a window.
And I think, you know, window I know thrower. Chris Sims thinks that he's even better than Trevor Lawrence. Only time will play that out. And I think both quarterbacks are going to end up going into good spots. They're both going in with new coaches, new ways of doing things. You know, Urban Meyer's a winner. He will turn that franchise around. Rob Saleh's a winner. He's going to bring energy. I just feel like both quarterbacks are going to the right spot. And then who's ever lucky enough to go to Kyle Shanahan at number three, which I do think is going to be Justin Fields, I wouldn't be surprised if he has the best numbers out of all of them if he is asked to play this year. I still think that the Niners will keep Garoppolo and wait on the guy that they're going to draft at number three.
Linda in Long Beach. What's up, Linda?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hi, Linda.
You know, two things. I watched one college game the year before last.
Yeah.
It was Lawrence against Fields. Fields kicked his ass.
Yes, he did. You're right.
And he's a tough guy.
Yes, he is.
I mean, you know, he was very impressive. I never saw Zach. I'm a Jet fan. So, you know, I'll stand behind the laundry. And the other thing I wanted to say is Yankee fans are just so, including your ex-partner, so ridiculous. Derek Jeter got hit in the hands in a game. He never got hit in the hands. The replay showed. It's called gamesmanship.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my ex-partner at that time was an actual Met fan. You know, he was a real Met fan. Now he's a Yankee fan. So now he's got to scream and yell like he's a Yankee fan.
Now he's a spaghetti Yankee fan. Like
yes.
That other lummox that you spoke to before. He's going to say nothing about that. Well, it's called gamesmanship. The Mets got a break. Yankees got many breaks. So let's stop complaining.
Yeah, I mean, this is the people, Linda, I'm with you. Yeah, the people that are going crazy about this just... First of all, if you're up in that spot and you're Michael Conforto and you are struggling a little bit, and you're thinking to yourself, if this guy's coming in on me and I can, what?
I was just gonna say, I've always told you, Al, as you hold your neck rolling.
Yeah,
I always told you that deep down, your boy Spank was a Yankee fan, 100%. Mets fans for Yankees, the church is open, all this other nonsense, and now finally the true colors come through. And I think he actually even asked tougher questions to Luis Rojas than he does Aaron Boone. And you could tell.
You think so, huh?
Oh, he's all over Aaron Boone.
Little ass kiss situation.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Joe and Clark. What's going on, Joe? Joe, come on, man. You call all the time.
Hey,
what are you doing?
Hey.
There you are.
Hey, what do you got, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm a lifelong Jet fan, season ticket holder. I just had to give you guys a call because it makes me nauseous listening to these people who have a problem with Joe Douglas. I think what the guy's doing is right, and I love how he's just cleaning house of everything that had to do with Mike Maccagnan, including getting rid of Sam. You know, Sam seeing ghost comments falls neck and neck with the butt fumble for me, and he had to go. It's going to be nice to be on the other side of his 39 career interceptions when we play the Panthers this year.
That's a different Joe and Clark than I thought it was. There's another Joe, crazy Joe and Clark Jet fan. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you know, look, I'm going to tell you that it's not all Sam Darnold's fault. The way they handled him, they ruined them. Yeah. And I think that if he stays here, he still has to deal with those 39 interceptions. He's got to deal with the loss record. He's got to deal with the injuries, the sickness, and all that other stuff while he's the quarterback of the Jets. And Jet fans, if he has a bad game or has a couple bad games, now all of a sudden are just going to be all over him. You know, because it's a new coach. We're not going to be all over the new coach. We're not going to be all over the new offensive coordinator. You know, we're going to be off all over the quarterback. So that's part of the reasoning why you would move a guy that everybody seems to respect and like, but it just didn't work out here. But it's not all his fault.
Now, I consider myself a football guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a football guy. I've watched a lot of Sam Darnold, watch a lot of football, and I could confidently say that I have no idea how it's going to go for him in Carolina. I don't. And I could see both situations happening, and I could give you a case for both situations, and I really don't know which one is more likely. I would lean towards him being a competent quarterback being more likely if I had to.
With Joe Brady and Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
And yeah,
But I could see him being a tire fire, too, when he got there.
But he's also got 3 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't really pay for that. And he's still only 23 years old.
Yeah.
And you really can't pay for that either. So they're hoping that maybe they strike gold. And it's the same thing in Indianapolis. You know, Frank's hoping that he strikes gold with Carson Wentz. And just maybe a change of scenery, a change of way of doing things. You know, his experience here, he's got to be scarred.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, the Jets even had people come in and talk to him about handle the media. I mean, that's how green he was. You know that.
What do you mean, people from outside the organization?
Yes, yes. They
like
had
who?
Well,
like a firm they hired or something.
A person that's in that business. I know this, but it's a person that's in that business. You know, and they wanted Sam to project a certain way in professionalism, and he always did.
But he was young and he was immature. People don't realize how hard it is. And then you ask a 20-year-old to take over a team that's in transition under a previous general manager. That's a mess all over the place. And then they hire a coach that is a maniac. I mean, how are you supposed to have success?
Yeah, you can't. But I wonder if he had been more healthy throughout his Jets career, even with all that other stuff, would he still be here?
Yeah, and then ESPN ran that, hey, I'm seeing ghosts. And, you know, I'm seeing ghosts is okay if you're a young player. You know, Zach Wilson will come here. He'll see ghosts too.
Yeah.
Because he's going to see things that he's never seen before. And things are going to be moving at lightning speed. And even though he can throw off platform throws and all this other crap and he's got swag, the moment he steps underneath center for the first time, it's going to be a shock. It just is. And you ask any quarterback that's ever played, they'll tell you the same thing.
Our buddy John is down in Treasure Island. What's going on, John?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Frank Robinson was hit 199 times, and I go way back. That guy used to hang over the plate.
How about Ron Hunt?
Pitches he got hit with were strikes.
How about Ron Hunt?
Oh, he got hit all the time. That was his claim to fame, Ron.
Right.
But another thing, too, the Yankees got three day games coming up down here.
On turf, too, by the way. That's going to be tough.
Rears off downtown. It's a party city down there now, so they're going to have a good time here.
I don't know about that. I think they still have to be very wary of COVID protocols, and I'm sure that they're being told certain things and how to hopefully take care of themselves and not put their team in any sort of jeopardy.
Yeah.
COVID is still here, and if you don't believe me, you'll see all the signs on, you know, all the major highways.
Right. As you drive, I knew you were doing a little driving yesterday.
Yes, I was.
And they're all over the place.
COVID is still here.
In Florida, they kind of say it's not still here. They do what they want to do. Up here,
it's here you're going to get sick and get over it, is what they're saying.
Yeah, but
here, you know, we're freaking everybody out.
That seems to be the thing.
Yeah,
that goes on. You know, different states, different jurisdictions, different mentalities.
A civics lesson was handed to us when this whole thing started a year ago.
That's right. It certainly was. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, some people even wrote a book and made $4 million on it while sitting in office.
That's
How's
right.
How's that?
I know. Yes, I've heard and I've seen that.
It's pathetic.
All right, do you not hear the music in your ear?
I do. I'm just looking.
You look like you were going to go to another call.
No, I was just looking.
You got that compulsion. That
no,
caller
no compulsion. Nothing.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
this morning we come in here after a Met victory, and we don't have to just absolutely ruin Edwin Diaz's day. Because Edwin Diaz went in there yesterday and did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
He did what Brody Van Wagenen was hoping he was going to do when he first brought him here. And, you know, he went in, he did his job, and he did it well. And nobody is calling in today bitching about the bullpen or Edwin Diaz.
That is great. On a Friday after the opener, that is great.
That gives me a feel-good Friday, man. Yeah. That's what a feel-good Friday is all about.
And he came into a game with fans at home in a situation where he couldn't screw up, and he was very good. So you'll take that, any one of these performances you take, and you put in your back pocket with him, and you hope that he puts together a big year for you.
And one other thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Because you're my go-to guy when it comes to traffic on Long Island.
Sure.
And things that we see on the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And things that are a little bit wacky, whether or not it's a boat left in the shoulder on the LIE.
Sure.
It's sitting there for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw something yesterday.
Okay, what road are we talking?
We're talking about Long Island Expressway.
The LIE, okay.
We are talking about the HOV lane.
All right.
And if you know, the HOV lane to the left of it has a shoulder that's very, very large. So mm-hmm. if you do get pulled over for whatever reason in the HOV lane, the cops have a chance to pull you over. If you are in the HOV lane and you end up pulling over into that shoulder for whatever reason, I don't know why you would do that unless your car was breaking down or you had a flat or maybe there was an accident. And you started backing up in the shoulder in the HOV lane. Why would somebody do something so stupid?
Was it Tiger Woods?
No, but I'm just asking you. Why would somebody do something so stupid?
I don't know. I mean, unless something flew out of the car and they felt like it was there and they could go get it and they didn't want to get out of the car to go get it and let me drive right next to it. I don't know. That's the only thing that popped in my head right away.
Even if they missed their exit,
yeah,
they could always go to the next exit and come back. And don't worry, you know, your life's not going to change if you're 10 minutes late somewhere.
I don't know. Maybe there's a baby in the car or a toddler.
That fell out?
No. Not the baby or the toddler that fell out, but they had something in their hand that went out the window that was important to somebody. That's the only thing I could think of. There's no other reason to be going in reverse on the shoulder of the HOV lane in the LIE.
Right, because you know, and we all know, that in the HOV lane, when it is open, those people are going nothing less than 75 miles an hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the...
And if you're sitting in a car and you're backing up in the shoulder on the HOV lane, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, there are some people, and I'm on the LIE a lot less now with the new house, but there's people in the HOV lane. Most of them are flying, because that's like the I'm going fast in the morning where nobody's on the roads lane. But occasionally, you'll get someone in a Prius or a car that's running on canola oil.
All right, so that's exactly what
this was.
Who's
going 50 miles an hour.
Right, but I think this was actually a Prius that was running on canola oil that was actually backing up.
Yeah, with an Al Gore bumper sticker back in the day, and the thing's just running, going 50 miles an hour, and then you got to go around it, and you got to do what you got to do.
You got to be some kind of stupid. I mean, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this person was a moron, for sure. Whatever the situation was.
That's a bad decision.
I mean, even if it's an emergency.
It's a bad decision.
It's a bad decision. So you blew by this person while they were going in reverse.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's just really stupid.
And, the windows weren't open in the car, so unless something fell off the car, but I don't know, it looked like a reasonably new car.
Yeah. I can't tell you. It's all the experience that I've had on the LIE and all these roads. I've never seen anybody going in reverse on the shoulder of the HOV lane. That's a first. That is a first. All right. Jerry Recco is back with us, and he's got some Mets stuff and some other things going on. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, feel good Friday. This is a bad time to tell you that Prince Philip has died.
Prince Philip?
Really?
Yeah, it just came across as you guys were talking.
I mean, is he the one who's been? He was basically, he was very old, right?
Well, 99.
Yes. Yeah.
That is
he's
a
the
hell
one
of a
been
run
in the
right
hospital
there.
For a long time.
Yeah,
you're a sports update guy. When did you become the TMZ guy?
That was 10-10 wins that just tweeted it. I thought that was newsworthy.
Yeah, Prince Philip had.
If you're into the monarchy, yeah.
Want to know that Iran is testing nuclear capable missiles right now?
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Where are they doing that?
Iran.
Oh, okay.
Well, where else would they be doing it? North Korea?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where they were. They were brought up here or something. I had to worry about it.
The real question is, what are we doing about it?
I don't know.
And who has the nuclear numbers?
Who's got the codes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who does have the codes? Ahmadinejad? Is he still in charge?
No, he's not in charge there.
Who's in charge there now?
You know, one of the clerics.
One of the clerics?
Yeah, one of the high holy clerics.
Is that true?
So they're working on their thing.
Eddie?
I don't know.
Who has our nuclear codes, Al? Do you know?
I don't even think there's such a thing. I don't think there's a big button with nuclear codes on it.
The football?
Yeah.
I guess,
is it the president?
I think the president has it, or somebody right next to him who's ready to hand him the football.
No, but I think it's got to go through checks and balances. Before we can launch a missile. I don't think a single person has that control.
No, I think the president could say, hey, hit the button. Hit the button, but it may not be, he may be saying else, but somebody thinking that he's saying hit the button.
Unless there's incoming, I don't think
This came up during the Trump administration, all the people who were always panicked about Donald Trump, and then people were like, oh, don't worry, that has to go through a lot of different things. He can't just go hit a button.
It's sort of like here with your computer. You have to take out a ticket. Got to take out a ticket on it.
Right, okay.
Goes up the flagpole. So Ali Khamenei, you know him?
Khamenei.
Is that how you say it? Khamenei?
I think Khamenei.
They call him the Khameniac over there.
There you go.
Yeah, he's in charge in Iran.
So he's in charge, and he's building what? What are they building out there, Jerry?
They were testing missiles.
Oh, missiles. That's good.
Yeah. Not good. Mets Marlins yesterday. Mets were down in the ninth inning until this. Yeah.
McNeil drives one deep right field.
So here's my question to you, because I was watching this game too, and I know there's 9,000 people there. Are they making that much
noise?
There's
no way. Are they pumping it in?
They have to be pumping it in.
You would think, because that was ludicrous. That tied the game. And then, of course, the way the game ends.
1-2 coming. And the slider in there, strike three.
It hit him.
A strike, but he didn't move. And Don Mattingly is going to come out and argue the call with the home plate umpire, Ron Culpa.
Gary Keith and Ron SNY all over it yesterday, but it was a hit by pitch. It is a game winner for the Mets. They beat the Marlins 3-2. Nothing like live reaction, like on the fan with Carton and Roberts.
Conforto just struck out with the bases.
I know! I'm watching the game. What are you going to give me play by play, Milton?
Michael Conforto struck out with the bases loaded.
Way to go.
Wait a second. They're saying
he got hit by the pitch.
They're saying he got hit by the pitch.
What?
And the Mets win!
Second, how did
he
get hit by the pitch? It was a strike.
That was like the old...
By the way, is Spank losing his hearing?
Why?
Because he screams a lot. I noticed that when he was in for us.
Screaming?
Did you notice that he just got a lot of energy?
No, I didn't think he was screaming at all. Just good energy.
No, he always has good energy.
I don't think he was screaming.
I just feel like he's losing his voice, so he's yelling at the top of his lungs.
Well, that could be different, but I don't think he's losing his hearing.
Or hearing, I should say, not his voice.
I think he's okay. I do.
You do? You sure? You think he's okay?
Evan yells more than he does.
Well, Evan's got the mask on.
That's true.
Does he still in there have the mask on?
You know, actually, now that you say that, I don't think he was wearing the mask yesterday. Now, wait a second. Now I got to go back and find the video. I don't think he was. How about that?
Did he get the vaccination?
I don't know the answer to that. Let's see. I go to Carton and Roberts' page. Here's the video. Evan is not wearing the mask.
Look at that. It's a dawn of a new day for Evan Roberts.
Has been removed. Here was, afterwards, Luis Rojas says, don't look at me. This is on the umpire.
I mean, ultimately, the umpire, you know, is the one that makes the call. I mean, it can reverse things like this and have the call that's correct, you know, for to follow the game. So that's what led to the end of the game there.
Yes, it did. the umpire's call.
That's what led to the end of the game.
Now, I did go back and watch all of Conforto. No one directly asked him if he did it on purpose. The closest thing I found, and it was right before I came in, right at the end, I think it was Mike Puma that asked if he was looking for a specific pitch, which is why he was lined up, basically hanging over the right at the edge of the plate, to where he said he was looking for junk because the pitcher was trying to get him to roll into a double play, so he was trying to stay on top of the plate so that he wouldn't hit into that. I don't know. Here was Conforto. He also said he didn't know his arm was in so far.
I knew it hit me. Didn't realize that, you know, after watching the replay, that the ball was, you know, it was so close to, you know, my elbow was so far out there. I didn't realize that.
This stuff. So let's say he tells the truth.
Yeah.
What happens?
He gets hit by a pitch on Saturday.
No, but honestly, everybody knows what he did anyway. Does he get fined by Major League Baseball?
No.
Does everybody crush him and they're like, oh, it's like the Houston Astros, he's cheating? Like, what? Just tell the truth. What are we dancing around this for? It's just so stupid. Everybody who's ever watched baseball in their lives understands what he did, and he's got to sit there and lie to everybody in the Zoom session with these crazy fakakta reasons about why he got hit. We all know what happened.
And you and I played baseball.
Well, that's right, we did.
Right.
Well, you played. I sort of.
Well, you played for Neil Heaton.
I did.
But then you got hurt, and then they gave you the book, and you had to keep score.
That's right. Well, the coach's award, yeah.
And you got the coach's award, too. Hey, hang on for a sec. Hey, Mike and Hot Pog. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I don't – can you tell me what time you saw someone in the HOV lane last night?
It was probably somewhere between 8 and 8:30, maybe. Maybe 8 and 9 o'clock.
At night?
Yeah.
Okay. Around exit 55, possibly?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I have a wild story. That was me.
Oh, come on. Shut
There's
up.
No way.
Why? What kind of car were you driving? What kind of car? What color? What kind of car and what color?
Cherokee Black.
I don't think that's you. That's not you. This is like Gio said. This is like a Cornola oil, I think, Prius backing up. Why would you do something so stupid, though, Mike, if you're actually in the HOV lanes? Shoulder.
So I was headed to my girlfriend's house in Dix Hills, and she called me and she says there's a turkey stuck in the middle of the median facing the wall in the HOV lane. So she's like, can you check it out? I don't want it to die. So I pull over and I start backing up to the turkey, and eventually I called the cop, and the cop came. And the turkey bolted across the 4-lane highway, and we got it across. I swear on my life.
A turkey on the LIE?
Wait.
That's why you were backing up? Oh, my God. And what would happen if your girlfriend would have found out that you had gotten, like, rear-ended by a car going 75 miles an hour?
She asked me, she said, what should I do? I said, absolutely don't stop. If you're going to worry about it so much, I'll go check it out. I didn't get out of the car until the cop was there with lights on and everything. But I know it was a stupid position. But there's a couple feet there that the cars have to pass you. So
she saw this driving and then called you and said, there's a turkey there. Can you do something about it?
She said, I see a big bird in the middle of the road. She said, and she loves animals. So she's like, I don't want anything to happen to
her. Well, why didn't she do something about it?
Time out. What kind of car does she drive?
She drives a Honda Pilot, a white Honda Pilot. She didn't stop, I believe.
All right, okay. That wasn't her.
It might have been another car that stopped for the turkey and just didn't know what to do. But I was
turkey
so
in the LIE.
That's probably what happened.
I don't know if it was a turkey or a big bird of some sort, but that's what I saw.
Well, wait a second. Didn't you say that you helped it across the street? Didn't you get a good look at it?
Yeah, the cop said it was a turkey, but I couldn't identify the bird to be exactly what it was. But it was a big bird.
What other kind of bird would it be?
Yeah, right. It's like an ostrich.
I know we have wild turkeys around here.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that. But
what happened was the cop opened the door, and it started running towards the middle. And I don't know what I was expecting, to catch it or not, but that's how it got across the LI.
Well, if it would have gotten hit, you could have brought it home for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's there the thing. Go. I was going to say, is your girlfriend a vegetarian?
No, she's not a vegetarian.
And she probably eats turkey on Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
But she wants you to risk your life to save this turkey on the LIE?
I guess so.
Wow. Did you at least get something out of this when you got to her house?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. All right.
I mean, but I would not be backing up in the HOV lanes
shoulder. There's just, you can't do that.
Listen, we all love animals lovers.
And I think Mike is right, because it was around that same time, because I do think that may have been, that was right around that area, and maybe that's what this other person saw as well.
You know, yeah.
But I would never, like a turkey in the middle of the LIE. I'm like, I'm not thinking that would have been the case.
Well, apparently it was, unless he's making it up. You know,
but that sounds realistic to me.
You know what's sad, though, is like I could, if you put animals in front of me, I could tell you which ones I would stop and try to save and which ones I wouldn't. I know that's sick, but I'm telling you, the turkey, I don't think I'd stop and try to save.
Raccoon. How about a raccoon?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so either.
Woodchuck.
A woodchuck?
Yes.
Are they around here?
I'm just asking. But you
probably
could,
not. More rodent variety.
You could be somewhere else. And run,
yeah, I don't think. Yeah, woodchuck, I don't think I'm stopping for either.
How about a dog guy. What about a cat?
Yeah, for sure. I grew up with cats. My parents had cats. 100%. Right. Yeah.
How about a beaver?
A beaver. Am I stopping to save a beaver?
Yes. I mean, beavers are.
I feel the beaver. Like. I feel like they have enough ingenuity to figure it out, and they probably just make a dam there.
Make a dam, right?
In the middle of
the LIE
and live there in their structure.
How about a squirrel?
No, I don't think I wouldn't. Yeah, no.
Fox?
No, wouldn't save a foxy. A fox is a tough one. Yeah, I don't think I'd even be able to get to it.
You wouldn't be able to get to it.
Anybody stopping to save any of these animals?
How about a deer?
Well,
no.
You know, it's funny you say that. Our friend Michelle Salvatore, who, you know, used to work here a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I now work for Compass Media Networks. She found an injured squirrel in her driveway. And they actually brought it, her and her fiance brought it in the house and nursed it back to good health.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was the squirrel's injury?
I'm not sure.
Had soreness in his side?
Yes, they named it Aaron Judge.
Torn oblique.
Maybe the squirrel fell out of the tree.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know, but they fed it. They brought it in the house. They let it run around one of the rooms, and then when it was better, they let it back out.
All right, so here's an example of.
So they have squirrel poop all over that room?
Well, if they did, they didn't post any of that.
I mean, and there was a situation where I saw I saw some baby birds that had fallen out of a nest, and I went and took them somewhere. I did that.
So you are a nature guy.
But if I'm talking about in the middle of the LIE,
I'm not stopping.
Sometimes you just got to wave the white flag.
Yeah, just got to go. Just keep going. It's not your. You can't.
Now, if it was on my property, it'd be a different story. Or there was a safe area, maybe I'd do something about it. But I mean, you're talking about the middle of the Long Island Expressway. I'm not putting my life on the line for a squirrel.
You have no idea what guy is going to come screaming through there at 110 miles an hour, whipping through all the different traffic. And there you are trying to pick up a squirrel in the middle of the right. LIE.
Here I am trying to grab a beaver in the middle of the LIE, trying to get it to safety. No way.
You're going
to
be a hood ornament.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, but I mean, there's situations where I do have a heart with those things for sure. But I mean, like risking your life for a wild turkey at exit 55?
You just got a new house. You got a baby. You got dogs in trouble.
What a terrible way to go.
You can't be doing this for everybody. You just got to take care of your own self right now.
Like, that's one of those things that, you know, if you did get run over on the LIE trying to save a turkey, you know, people at your funeral would, you know, to the face of your family members be like, man, what a great guy. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Then when they're driving home, like, what an idiot.
Yeah, let's go to Chris in Ocean. Chris, what's happening?
Oh, my God. I've got the worst story for you.
Okay.
So it was, I guess, 8 years ago, Thanksgiving night. We're driving home with our kids. They're teenagers now, but, they were like 10, 7, 4. And there's this mangy stray dog on the road behind our house. So I get out, and I'm trying to get this dog into the car. I have a piece of pumpkin pie, and the thing's, like, trying to come to me. This lowrider comes
no, no, no.
And my kids watch it.
No, 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 no. No, no, no,
no, no, no. See a lowrider coming, just ripping through there.
Why?
And just taking out the dog.
What? See, I mean,
by the way,
this is Feel
Good Friday.
By the way, it's a mangy dog. It's probably got fleas and ticks all over it, and you're trying to get it in the car.
What happens to us on Fridays?
I don't know, man. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
We'd be at a headless funeral.
See what you did?
Well, I see what I did.
You just started. You're the one who asked the question
about
the animal.
You're the one who brought up the old guy backing up in the HOV, and then this guy called up. Well, I didn't think. Once the beginning of that call, I should have bailed. I got the worst story for you. I mean, why did we even go from there?
Because you know why? We wanted to hear it. That's why.
Of course. Because we're all sick in the head. That's the problem. God.
A lot of mental problems.
Anyway. I mean, come on. Al. Come, I mean, are you serious?
Jay in Belmore. Jay, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer. How you doing? But I'm sorry, I'm listening to you guys talk about the animals in the road.
Yeah.
And, I got to tell you a funny one real quick. It's 2003. I'm in a scout platoon. We're in Iraq, and my buddy's a big, huge dog lover, right? So we're going down this one road where we kept getting attacked at, and he sees a pile of puppies in the middle of the road. So he's like, oh, man, he pulls over the patrol, he's getting out there. They're the cutest little things in the world. He's stuffing them in his ammo pouches, and he's playing around with them. The mother dog comes out of the bushes and latches onto his leg and just starts pulling at this guy's pants, and he's dragging him around the street. Me and my patrol were all dying laughing. We're looking at him, and he's trying to shoot the mother with his weapon as he's going. If I could tell you the scene that was there, you would have been like, you're really trying to save a turkey on the OIE, and this is what happened to you.
So, I mean, like, you have to worry about IEDs and everything else, right? And now you got this mama dog coming after you. So what was the ending? Did he end up shooting the dog?
He didn't wind up shooting the dog because he couldn't get him, but one of my other guys was sitting there throwing water bottles at the dog, and we just laughed. Till this day, no matter what, when we see the guy, you know, all we do is just laugh at him and point at dogs. Like, you're an idiot. You should have left him there.
Where did the puppies go?
I don't know, because he started pulling them out of his ammo pouch and playing hack and sack with them and started kicking them all over the road to see if he can get the mother dog off him. You know, he figured the mother would go and save his puppies, you know, or her puppies.
No.
But it's animal lovers, whatever. I get it. It's a thing. But you know what? I'm not risking myself. If he wanted to, that's on him.
Well, listen, thanks for your service, Jay. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Thanks for that Feel Good Friday story. I mean, does anybody have anything nice to say about anybody? I tried to do it with Edwin Diaz.
Well, you're the one who ran over to take the puppies in Iraq phone call. I mean, you can't blame me for that.
Al is taking these phone calls. Yeah, but see what's happening now? Now he's settled back in. And this is what we get. This is what we get thrown at us. Let's go to the boys.
The Iraqi puppy story.
Yes.
Ay. All right. Was there anything else, Jerry, you had?
Yankees Rays today on the Fan. Home opener for Tampa. Corey Kluber makes the start for the Yanks. Rangers lost. Islanders won in a shootout. Devils won as well. You got the Knicks playing tonight, and you got Rangers-Islanders tonight.
All right.
And the Masters, day two.
Yes, it is day two, and Bryson DeChambeau was talking a lot of mess and didn't really work out for him on day one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I mentioned I was a big Dua Lipa fan, and then I said I liked Doja Cat. Doja Cat's my girl.
couple of her songs I was into. So lo and behold.
You should say Doja Cat is my girl.
She is Doja Cat. I'm into Doja Cat.
Okay.
You should download a bunch of her stuff. I think you'd love it too.
Okay.
Play that in the morning. So I just mentioned that on the air. I mean, I didn't spend that much time talking about Doja Cat, right? I just mentioned it in passing. So turns out today I get a big package in my office. And I get a platinum.
Wow.
Doja Cat.
Look
in
at that.
A frame.
Nice.
With the here she is down here, and that's the album Hot Pink. And it's personalized to me. Look at that. Presented to Greg Giannotti to commemorate over 4.5 billion audience impressions. 4.5 billion audience impressions and over 1.1 million spins at radio. Here is Kemosabe Records and RCA Records. Doja Cat.
And what's the name of the song that you like?
Well, there's Say So I Like. I like that one. And Like That featuring Gucci Mane. Those are the two that I'm into. I like those two.
So, yes. Al, you have any of these songs?
Well, they're all listed as explicit lyrics.
You don't have the radio versions?
I don't see them. Let me look.
I
was going to say there has to be a radio version, right?
Should I hang this right next to me and Mike Francesa on the back of the New York Post picture?
Yeah, why not? It looks beautiful. Look at that.
Hot pink, Doja Cat.
Looks like it's done well, too.
It is done well. But look at that. And I also got a whole package. I had great stuff that I sent to me. I also got a package from Tums. And they said, we saw you eat your wings, and I hope your stomach acid isn't coming up through your face.
Well, they also heard you like inadvertently burp yesterday, I'm sure.
And sent me a whole big box of Tums. They said, hey, if you do it again, now you're prepared. I was like, thanks, Tums, and thanks, Doja Cat.
Now, your question, I think, is... spiked a few other stories that have hit
my question?
Yeah, your question about, you know, would you stop in the road and what would you do for an animal?
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of things I do for an animal, but stopping in the LIE for a turkey is not one of those things.
Yeah, well, I would have never thought that. Let's go to Kieran in Dix Hills. Kieran, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
So I got a story for you. So I'm in Dix Hills now, but I used to be in Huntington, and I'm driving on Southdown Road. I don't know if you know it. It's a double yellow. And I'm coming home. I went out to get some takeout. And I'm driving. There's a couple cars in front of me, a couple cars coming the way. And there's a baby standing in the road in diapers and barefoot.
Oh, come on.
I swear on my life.
I mean, what was it? Were you on 25A? What road were you on?
Southdown Road in Huntington.
Oh, southbound. Okay.
It's southdown. It's southdown. It's like Lloyd Harbor.
Right.
So Huntington. And so... everyone's just driving by this baby, and I stop, and I pick the baby up.
Did you adopt it?
I'm trying to figure out where the baby belongs. And I'm looking around. I see one house with, like, six cars in front of it. So I go to that house, and I'm knocking on the door. No one's answering. I walk around to the backyard, and the sliding glass door is open.
Uh-oh.
And I look in, and there's two women, an older woman and a younger woman. And they're scared to death because, boom, I'm almost your size. I'm 6'4", 250. And they're thinking that I'm doing something to their child. Meanwhile, I'm saving the child.
Oh, God. So did you able to convince them that you were a good guy and you weren't some sort of creep?
They didn't speak English. So I just put the child down, and I kept saying to them, he was in the street. He was in the street. And then I just left and went on. But the most amazing part was that cars were just driving around him.
Just like, I don't have time to stop and save this baby. I mean, what are you, nuts? Everybody's got to stop for the baby. Like, what would be the excuse not to stop for the baby?
For a turkey?
I know, you got people backing up in the HOV lane for turkeys. And then on the other side of Long Island, people driving around. Excuse me, baby. I got somewhere to be. Huh? Freaking babies in the middle of the road here.
All I can say is that, Kieran, if that is the exact way that everything went down, you're a hero.
Yeah, I mean, think about Karen Stewart. We have a backup on the BQE. There's a baby standing in the middle of the road that nobody is helping, and it's backing us up about a couple of miles.
It's making life miserable.
Imagine driving around a baby.
No.
And just leaving it be. You got to be kidding me. What would be the excuse? Maybe if you were driving your wife to the hospital because she was about to give birth.
Maybe you think it was a trap, like you're going to get out to help the baby, then you get mugged.
or you're going to get your car jacked. Yep. So I was actually
interesting.
I've seen this before, yeah, where you know, like one of these Canadian geese will come with its babies and cross the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And both sides of the highway stop. I've seen that.
Sure.
You know, like on Sunrise Highway, I've seen that.
Now, this was a human baby.
Yeah, I know. How about Matt Nardsley? Matt, what's happening?
Hi, Boomer. How you doing?
Great, great. What's going on?
I had an animal story about rescuing a skunk and getting sprayed. I was going to work. I went and pulled into the parking lot, and a couple of girls waved me down and said, "You got to save the skunk. You got to save the skunk."
Save the skunk?
Yeah, it had a Yoplait yogurt cup on its head. It had stuck its head in there, and it got it stuck, and it was running around and bumping into stuff. So I said, okay. So I grabbed the Yoplait yogurt cup, and I start trying to pull it off the skunk's head. And it reaches around, and it starts pushing with its hind legs on my hand as I'm trying to pull it up. And as soon as I get it off and it sees me, it sprays me on the hand.
Oh.
And that stuff was—it's like a green slime that sticks. Now I don't know why it.
Oh, it's such a skanky smell. That's why they call it a skunk. What is the? You know, how long did that smell last? Did you have to put your hand in milk or something like that? They tell you. I forget what they.
People were recommending everything to me. I went into my office and I got tomato juice first, and I stuck it in a hand and everything. Eventually, the head of the company, it was a small startup company, came into my office and told me to get the hell out of there.
It's a good way of getting a day off.
No, now I got to find a skunk one day if I want to get out of an appointment or something. Yeah, I mean, I don't. That skunk's another one of those things. Skunk on the LIE, you stopping?
Oh, no.
Skunk with its head stuck in a yogurt jar?
Listen.
What do you stop for?
You think Romeo and Ella are bad. Could you imagine getting hit with a skunk? No way.
I know. David,
what am I stopping for? You know, I don't know. I'm definitely stopping, you know, if there's a duck taking its ducklings across the street or something like that.
No, I'm like stopping to save, I'm saying.
Save.
Stopping. No, obviously, you stop to let the animals cross. I'm talking about you see this animal on the side of the LIE. You're stopping to save it. I mean, obviously, I think
I would say a dog.
A dog? Cat?
If I saw a dog wandering and looking like it was lost,
yeah,
I would pull over, and I may try to coax it into my truck. I think that's the only thing you would do, I would imagine.
What about a cat? Could be somebody's cat.
Yeah, but, you know, cats, like, there are so many feral cats running around.
What if it had a collar on? Cat with a collar. Indicating.
You could see the collar.
Okay, I'm saying cat with a collar. Stopping for that cat?
I guess depends on what the situation is. I mean, if I'm in the middle of, you know, like a lightly trafficked LIE,
which means
that everybody's going 75 to 85 miles an hour, I'm not stopping.
Even for the dog or the cat?
I don't think that I can, you know, because it is just, it's way too dangerous.
Wow. So you're not going to...
You know, and I know I've got 2/3 of my, you know, life done.
Yeah.
So I'm made the right decisions, I think, for the most part, in regards to things like this.
Sure.
So I'd like to keep the streak going.
What about a baby?
Oh, definitely got to stop for a baby.
You're stopping for the baby.
I'm going to stop for the baby, but I'm going to put on my you know, my hazards, the whole thing.
I'd love to meet the person that drove around that baby in that other story. On its way to do what? Where are you going? Like, and then you're talking to somebody on the phone who has a baby in the middle of the road. Hold on a second. Let me just get around it. I wonder who leaves their baby in the street. Jeez, these people. It's nuts.
I mean, who leaves a boat on the LIE for 4 days?
It's pretty bad, too.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.